I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on February 26, 2020. The Linux Foundation has teamed up with IBM and the United Nations for the launch of this year's Call for Code Global Challenge. 2020 marks the third year the program, founded by the David Clark Cause Company, has run, with IBM originally committing to back it for a five-year period. The $30 million initiative aims to leverage open source code against some of the major challenges the world faces, and this year the project's organizers have climate change in their sights. With the challenge officially launched today, participants have a four-month window starting in the last week of March to submit their code. The winners will be announced in October, with as much as $200,000 in prize money up for grabs. Collabra has tagged the first release of its Monardo OpenXR runtime for Linux. Collabra started the work on its implementation following the release of version 0.9 of the OpenXR specification by the Kronos Group last year. While the company recently added support for further hardware devices, Monardo is still under heavy development. And if you'd like to be part of that, Collabra currently has an opening for an intern in its extended reality team. Brave has joined forces with the Wayback Machine to help make broken website links a thing of the past. The open source browser previously partnered with the website archiving organization to help introduce its online micropayment service to a wider audience. Their latest cooperative endeavor is designed to make life easier for users to navigate a website page that's no longer available, with the browser providing a user prompt that causes it to automatically load a page from the Wayback Machine's cache instead. While other browsers already have extensions that do this, integrating the functionality as a core part of Brave should help reduce friction, especially for many casual web users who don't even know that the archive exists. And finally today, the Document Foundation has put out a call for potential organizers of next year's LibreOffice conference to get in touch. It might come as a surprise that the foundation relies entirely on volunteer support to organize and run its annual get-together, but the foundation has published some helpful guidance for potential applicants in a recent blog post. Apart from securing a suitable venue for about 300 attendees, anybody interested in organizing the conference in 2021 will also need to propose a location with easy access for travel, adequate local accommodations, and a team ready to run the event. The foundation stresses that substantial fundraising will likely be key to a successful conference, but that it will help put organizers in touch with potential sponsors. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/111. We'll be back tomorrow.